Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning are two members of the Science Symposium Committee, Lauren Wild and Lauren Bell, here to talk about Whale Fest and the Science Symposium. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Erin.
Thank you.
So Whale Fest is now in its 28th year.
Yahoo!
What a pillar of some of the amazing things that make Sitka special. This year, it's Sound Science, Voices from the Ocean. Give me a little bit of overview on what this theme means. How'd you pick it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, maybe just a little background on Sitka Whale Fest in general.
Sure.
So if you've never been to Sitka Whale Fest before, this is a really incredible community festival to celebrate our connection with the marine world, and it's for everybody, all walks of life. If you live in Sitka, if you're coming here for this festival, if you've spent your whole life on the ocean, if you've never even looked at the ocean before coming to Sitka, this festival is for you. It's really meant to convey that science is not just for scientists; mm-hmm. it's for everybody. We're all connected to it in our day-to-day lives, and this festival with this science symposium at its core is also so much more than that. So we bring speakers to talk about research that they do in the marine world, but we also surround this whole event with other festival activities, such as a big acoustic night film fest. We have a cooking class with Mary Goddard. We have a snorkel and sauna. We have marine wildlife cruises. We have marine trivia night. There's a ton that goes on over this weekend that is 2 weekends from now, Thursday, November 2nd through Sunday, November 5th. So we're really excited about this year's Whale Fest. As you said, our theme this year, Sound Science, Voices from the Ocean.
Yeah. So how each year, how do you go through and try to, I mean, marine research is a huge spectrum to choose from. So how do you go through and decide which little slice of it you want to focus on in any given year?
Well, so we have a science symposium committee, and every year we start meeting in January, and we try to get a jump on coming up with a theme, and we mostly just brainstorm together and try to pick out some topic related to marine science that is relevant, that's fun, engaging, something that some of us can say, oh, I know somebody that talks about that, and they're really good at speaking, so we kind of start thinking about people that we've seen at conferences that are really engaging, or people that we know, colleagues that we have that we've worked with, and start kind of coming up with speakers and hone in on the theme. And then we try to present that theme to the public in March when the Science Center hosts the Food Web Cruise,
right,
during the herring spawning. And then we just spend the rest of the summer coming up with speakers and kind of hone in like what those talks are going to be, mm-hmm. and start sharing it with the community.
And so Sound Science, the name suggests this is talking about sound, waves, acoustic things. Is that the focus of this? Is the auditory side of science?
We kind of have a variety of focuses with the word sound. Mm-hmm. Sound can mean sound science in the sense that it is scientifically sound. It's robust science. Mm-hmm. And sound, we live right here on the edge of Sitka Sound, so we'll have a talk about what's happening right outside our back door in Sitka Sound, and then also the traditional view of sound as mm-hmm. an acoustic auditory experience. We'll definitely be hearing talks about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So when you're considering speakers, one of the things you mentioned is that, I mean, A, you know them, you've got a connection in, but also that they're known for more than just their research, but the ability to communicate that research.
Yeah.
Can you give an example of maybe someone that you're excited you were able to snag to come in?
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, this is really key to Sitka Whale Fest, mm-hmm. is compelling speakers who are good storytellers, who are passionate about what they mm-hmm. research, and you can see that in what,
right,
when they talk about it. So one talk that we're really excited about is a collaboration between an Emmy Award-winning composer, Matthew Burtner, and scientist, Christina Bonsell. They are coming together to give a co-talk about the sonification of marine environments. So what that means is they're taking environmental data that they've collected to kind of understand what's going on underwater, and they are turning it into music as like a totally different way of experiencing and understanding our marine world. So instead of looking at graphs, you are listening to change over time and listening to the natural world. So that's going to be a really neat talk to explore how that's done. And then an extension of that is traditionally on Thursday night before Whale Fest, we have a film fest. This year we're having Acoustic Fest, which is a sonic adventure. Again, this Emmy Award-winning composer is going to lead us on an exploration of our marine world with sound. But it'll be also at Centennial Hall Thursday night on 7 p.m. to kind of kick us all off and get us excited about this particular theme.
That's awesome. And for the Science Symposium itself, speakers, the symposium side will start Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How is it set up? Is this like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., just slog on through? What does it look like?
So the Science Symposium is kind of the key feature of Whale Fest every year, and it's associated with a marine marketplace that's all happening at Centennial Hall, and it'll be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So there's a talk every hour, right on the top of the hour. So there'll be a talk at 1 o'clock, a talk at 2 o'clock, and a talk at 3 o'clock each day. And the talks will run in a 45-minute time slot, and then there's 15 minutes between them for folks to check out the marketplace. There's lots of really cool vendors and food that'll be available, and art displays from students and silent auctions. So, yeah, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. Okay. Well, there's three talks each day.
And for attending, is this something where you have to, with like some of the events happening, like I think like the snorkel and sauna, there's limited spaces. Is that true for all aspects? Do you have to register in advance for which particular speaker you want to listen to?
No, you do not have to. If you're keen on seeing all of the talks, I will say all the speakers we expect to be pretty fantastic this year. You can buy a 3-day symposium pass that will cover the full symposium. But you also have the option of coming to Centennial Hall during Whale Fest and purchasing single lecture passes or a 3-lecture punch pass. So if you aren't quite sure which lecture you want to go to, but you know you want to check some out, you can get a punch pass and dip
pick
into
choose.
The one that you think is going to be most compelling for you. Okay.
And I appreciate that, that none of these are happening concurrently.
Correct.
Which at some symposiums, that's the case where you're like, oh God, in this 2 o'clock time span, I want to attend 3 of the 6. And I, it's physically impossible, but that's great. You can.
Just one at a time. They're feature highlights for of these speakers.
And the other thing I want to mention is, because yes, this is the core of Sitka Whale Fest, but because this is such a unique festival, there are many other opportunities to also interact with these scientists throughout the weekend. So not only would you go and see this speaker talk about something they're passionate about, but you might then be able to stand next to them on a wildlife cruise and talk to them on the boat about what they're doing, share your own experience. I mean, we've told the speakers, expect to come to Sitka and learn as much from local folks as you are going to kind of convey and share from your own work. So there's lots of opportunities to interact during the mingle, during marine trivia. They'll be around all weekend and excited to hang out with participants.
Yeah, I think I like that you mentioned to the speaker coming in that expect to learn a lot too. I feel like people don't really value how much their own just day-to-day observations living right next to the ocean. I mean, that's some good citizen science going on with the observations that happen year to year throughout the season. People who come to symposium have a lot to share too. They have a lot to give.
Totally.
That's great. We've got about 2 minutes left. For getting those symposium passes or those 1, 2, 3 punch card passes, how does one go about obtaining those golden tickets?
Yeah, so for the three-day full pass, you can go to sitkawhalefest.org. Mm-hmm. And that's also the place to go to look at any of the other events that are happening over Whale Fest weekend. For individual lecture passes or the three-punch pass, mm-hmm. they're going to be sold at Centennial Hall during the festival. So you can just go straight there. And I do also want to mention that tribal citizens get free admission to the Science Symposium.
Oh, excellent.
So please, yeah, come and just self-identify for that. And the other thing to mention, this is something new this year, is that the Science Center, in partnership with the library, is putting on an event called Tiny Tales, which is a free event for kindergarten through second grade kids mm-hmm. on Friday and Saturday afternoons during the first and third Science Symposium talks at the library. And it's a place for parents to drop their kids off for programming, art, and science-related mm-hmm. activities related to WhaleFest themes that the kids can have a place to be while the parents can attend symposium lectures. So,
and they're getting their own little version of Whale Fest. Yeah. It's still marine themed. Yeah. That's awesome.
Lauren, do you want to preview just a few of the other speakers we have just because they're so amazing?
So we'll hear from Heidi Pearson, who's a professor at UAS over in Juneau, and she's going to be talking about humpback whales in the time of COVID and looking at their responses mm-hmm. to the years where we didn't have a lot of whale watching boats and cruise ships in Juneau. And then now that we have ramped back up into tourism. And then we'll be hearing about deep diving beaked whales and how they respond to Navy sonar off of California. That's Aaron Falcone. And then we'll also be hearing from Billy Adams and Kate Stafford from up in Utqiagvik. Billy is a whaling captain and Kate does acoustic research up there. And they'll be kind of sharing stories together about listening to the Arctic and indigenous perspectives and how that has informed science. And then finally, a little bit different this year, on Sunday afternoon, the last talk of the day, we're going to have a tribute. This last year, we've lost two WhaleFest greats, two WhaleFest favorite friends, and that is Don Cinetti passed away last fall, and then Craig George this summer. And Craig was a big instrumental part of WhaleFest from the very beginning and attended a lot, spoke a lot, brought his guitar and played at the grind a lot, mm-hmm. And brought students. And so there's going to be a tribute talk about him and his work listening to the voices of Indigenous voices in Utqiagvik. And that'll be Jan Straley, Mike Castellini, Madison Cosma, Kate Stafford, and Hans Dewison will be kind of teaming up.
Awesome.
So that'll be the third talk, the 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. It'll be a little different than normal, but it'll be a good tribute and looking at his science with relation to sound.
Excellent. Yeah. Awesome. That's cool that you still get his one last appearance at WhaleFest.
Totally. Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're excited.
Well, Lauren Bell and Lauren Wild, thank you so much for coming in and for putting together this year's WhaleFest Science Symposium. The theme, Sound Science, Voices from the Ocean, the three-day passes, all the registration, all the information is at sitkawhalefest.org, and things kick off on Thursday, November 2nd. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.